Welcome back to another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Our legs, Eddie Greer here for another edition of this podcast. It's Kansas State Podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri, here on this Thursday, June 25th, 2026. If you're first time listening to the show, thank you so much again for taking time out of your evening to do so. Well, I did this with, I did this with men's basketball, obviously. I don't think that episode came out. I got to check the feed to make sure I'm not posting that twice. Garnett, we talked about them. Obviously, they have a new coach in Casey Alexander. And their opponent, they're going to be playing. We talked about who they're going to be playing, at least conference-wise anyways, in 2026-27. And we're going to flip the script to the ladies, Jeff Mitty. And this was actually a few weeks ago. Probably the same week as when we learned about K-State men's Big 12 opponents here going into the season there as well. So there's that. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. The Big 12, and again, this was back, we missed out on this because of track and field, but the Big 12 announced that the scheduling, the matrix of the upcoming 2026-27 season, they'll face, well, we'll get to that in a moment. So I get they have a certain matrix or whatever, here we go, that word again, that selects and given, obviously, the expansion of the Big 12 over the past couple of seasons, they use that as well. So we're going to get right down to it, obviously. We don't know the dates right now. Yes, we're coming up to the end of the month. so unlike, I believe we do know, maybe not. But I don't want to put something out there that turns out to be wrong. So we're going to be cautious in the podcast. But we do know K-State is, the ladies anyways, returning 7 letter winners from last year. And that includes that run in the Big 12 tournament. Now, they did lose big pieces, contributing pieces. We have documented that to the transfer portal with the Jordan Spicers. That was a huge loss there. And I cannot, at this moment in time, I cannot think of the other one who transferred to Colorado. Oh, my. But, yeah, Jordan Spicer, that one was a huge loss there. So, we'll see what happens on that front. But this team has international flavor to it. So we'll see what happens when we get to the women's basketball season. They were up and down, young and all that, but yet they were super competitive there. So again, we'll see what happens if they can take a step forward, obviously, going into next season. But the opponents this year, this upcoming year, I should say, obviously they're gonna be Iowa State's on there. Let me go back here. Okay, so teams that they're going to be playing here. Let me see here. Home away. Yeah, so they're going to be playing these three opponents twice. Iowa State, KU, and Baylor. So we know what Iowa State. Iowa State was a little shaky last year. Baylor's always in the mix. KU's right there. KU and KC were pretty much the same team a year ago. There, so we'll go back to I'll pull up the standings here in just a little bit. The Pro Bunch Podcast, all things KC sports. There's no dates, obviously, to these opponents yet. We will know that in due time, like everything else going on as we're here in the summer months. Eddie Greer for this Kansas State podcast. So Baylor, I believe it's the same thing for the men too, with Baylor, Iowa State, and KU. Well, I know it's KU for sure. I believe Iowa State is as well, so it might be identical there as well. So the teams that come into Bramlage also, which that includes Baylor, Iowa State, and Kansas, since the ladies are going to be playing them twice this upcoming season. Arizona State. Well, we do remember that. Oh, that road trip. Yeah, the road trip last year. You don't have to do that this upcoming year. They're both coming to your place. UCF, Houston, TCU, and Texas Tech. So, yeah, that's a barn burner of a Bramlett schedule right there. And then now, again, let me clarify this up. This is only for the Big 12. This is not non-con or anything else like that. This is just focusing. Let me see if I can do that real quick. Big 12 women's basketball. Yes, sir. All right. So, yeah. So this is only Big 12. We're not talking about non-con right now. I do have that pulled up, by the way. Yeah, KU. I'm gonna go back real quick before we dive into the away opponents for KU State Women's Basketball, Jeff Mitty squad in 2026-27. Yeah, KU and KU State, both in the second half of the league, 8-10, both of them. Of course, K-State. Yeah, Iowa State, they usually up there in the mix. Finished 10-8 last year. This is Big 12 rank standings last year, 10-8. And then where's Baylor? Baylor's always in the mix. They finished third behind West Virginia and, of course, now back-to-back conference champion TCU, 15-3. And West Virginia's 14-4. So there's that there as well. So, okay, so the away opponents. I think it... that going. All right, so away from Manhattan, Kansas for the ladies, led by Taryn Sides, the upcoming season for the K-State women's basketball team, BYU. You got to go there. Cincinnati, Colorado, Oklahoma State, Utah, and West Virginia. West Virginia is always a tough matchup there in Morgantown. So there's the away. So, again, Baylor, Iowa State, KU, you're going to play them twice. The upcoming season. Everybody else, you're going to play at once. BYU, Cincinnati, Colorado, Oklahoma State, Utah, and West Virginia. We'll take a look at their whole entire standings now while I got it pulled up here in Kansas City, Missouri. So we already mentioned the top three. Oklahoma State. K-State knocked them off last year. Oklahoma State and Texas Tech had identical records, and we're just focused on Big 12 only here. 12-6, both of them. Tied for fourth. Colorado, they're 11-7. And now Colorado has two former K-State women's basketball players on their team. Iowa State, Utah, 10-8. BYU, Arizona State, 9-9. And then we already said KU and K-State, 8-10, both of them. Cincinnati, 6-12. UCF, 3-15, along with Arizona. And last but not least, you have Houston, a dismal 1-17. Oh, I need someone to laugh at this point. 1-17 for them this past season there as well. So, yeah, man. K-State women's basketball coming off of a year that they were the third youngest team in all college women's basketball. So there's that, and it's going to be interesting to see how this is going to shake out. I mean, with this group, obviously, and I've already documented the loss of Jordan Spicer, and I cannot think who is the other person that we lost to the portal that went to Colorado. That also had huge impact on this team. And that is going to bother me. Let me see if I can... see if they have this year's pass roster up here. I know that. Probably not. Yeah. This is this year's roster. So, no on that one. But, yeah, man. So, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens there. You're also bringing back Gina Garcia back. Let me see here. Ivona Skicevic, who was one of those freshmen a year ago. And then Brittany Harrod, yep. And then let's not forget about Taryn Sides, the emergence of Natasha Clausens, and all that. And also on this roster, Michaela Parks on this roster as well. Or Maya White, Sage Hendry, freshman on the scene now. Tia Clante, transfer now, classified as a sophomore. Who's the other person? That's in Shayla Nanane, Ende. Yeah, Shayla Ende. Excuse me. There is a incoming freshman on there. That size up front that you need. And I talked about that all season last year. That this team needs a couple big bodies up in the front court. To kind of offset the size advantage there as well. So, but there's more on that. That's just what the roster looks like right now. And I think I read something. Was it this past week? I don't know. My time frame has been gone by too quickly. I don't know when exactly what it was, but I think it was Manhattan Mercury talking about Jeff Mitty, and Jeff Mitty saying that he's only going to carry 12 players on his roster for the upcoming season. Well, hey, I'm not mad at it. So I thought that was used to be back in the heyday of whether it's men's or women's basketball. You carried you had to carry a certain amount of guys or gals on your team. And Jeff Mitty came out and said, hey, we're going to just rock and roll with 12. And I don't know how many I just reeled off right there. There as well. So yeah, man. It's gonna be fascinating to see what happens with this team. This team had its ups and downs, roller coaster of a year last year and all that. So we'll still see about that. But for right now, we do know pretty much Casey's gonna be playing everybody. This is getting annoying real quick. so I better go get off that. It's been an interesting week already outside the podcast as well, kind of, you know, handling some things there and making a little bit of statement. If I have not already. hey, people don't like it. Oh well, that's too damn bad. You're gonna have to deal with it. At least for time being anyways, until something shakes the tree or whatever happens. But yeah, man, so I know it shakes up the tree for Casey Wins basketball. You lost two key contributors who I only get to Jordan Spires because that the name is clear as day right now. but that's a huge loss right there. So it's gonna mean can any one of these young ladies step up? I don't know. So we can, all we can do is speculate, and that's all we can do here, which is makes for good K-State content here in the show. So we do know, clarifying, K-State was basketball's opponents. They're gonna be pretty much playing everybody. They're gonna be playing Baylor, Iowa State, and KU twice. So not only are you gonna get them at home, but you're gonna have to go to Ames, Lawrence, and Waco, respectively, there as well. As we'll see if K-State women's basketball can make a much more positive direction heading into 2026-27 season. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found for your Bible daily or in just a court. K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast, the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things Kansas sports. And make sure to tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Obviously, tomorrow's Friday, so you know what that means. Yep, football Friday. And I was going to post, because I recorded two episodes yesterday, or not yesterday, two episodes last Friday, and one of those did not go up. So the other one is going to go up tomorrow, but I'm going to record another one as we get ready for the K-State 2026 football campaign. Colin Klein era begins September 5th against Nichols. Nichols comes to Bill Snyder Family Stadium to kick off the Colin Klein head coaching era at Kansas State. Cannot wait for that, and cannot wait to continue to talk more football with you guys as we get that much closer to the football season. Alex Hayden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all. K-State Nation, as always. This has been another edition right here, the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.